Hello, Ollie here from the podcast you're about to listen to. Just a quick note before the fun can begin. Ben and I have decided to rebrand the show. We have been going by the very fetching moniker, Untitled 01, but as good as it is, it doesn't seem to be really attracting the fans, so we have decided to rename the show. Drum roll, please! The only podcast on the internet. The only problem is we made this decision last night and we recorded this podcast some time ago. But don't worry, through cutting-edge, highly advanced editing techniques, I have adjusted the recording so that any reference to the previous title has been corrected. Now please, enjoy the show.
Hi friends, welcome to Untitled 000.
The only podcast on the internet.
I'm taking charge because we're at my house.
Yeah, that's why the audio quality is nowhere near as good, deteriorated. Because I couldn't lug two condenser mics, a mixer desk and all those cables all the way over here, unfortunately.
No, of course not, of course.
But Ben insisted.
I didn't. Guys, at all.
He was like, I'm sick and tired of going all the way to fucking Mitcham. You're coming here. So, go on.
So, yeah.
Your house, your rules.
Well, how do we start it?
That's not a good start. You need to lead with confidence.
Yes, good.
Silent confidence won't work on this podcast, unfortunately. You need to actually be audibly confident.
Okay, so my name's Ben Adams, Ollie Bettersworth here.
Yeah, boy.
We're here to talk about TV shows, comic books, video games, anything at all.
Because no one on the internet has thought of...
No, they haven't.
Done.
No.
It's wide open.
Exactly, yeah. You'd think that you could go online and see a million videos to do with computer games.
It's the 21st century. Where are they?
Come on.
Yeah, it's all politics.
There is, to be fair, a distinct lack of people that I want to watch. Like, I was watching a video the other day of a Dark Souls walkthrough.
Right.
And every time he sees an enemy, he's like, "Oh, hey, man, don't fight me. Don't fight." And it's like, I can't watch it.
So that's what we offer is we talk about all the same things, but you know, we do it in a way that you actually want to listen to.
Yeah, we're not talking all that bollocks.
This is the authentic place to come for comic books.
And normally, we talk about Game of Thrones, but obviously Game of Thrones is finished.
Yeah, maybe we should stop. That's like our main talking point.
Yeah, just come around every time Game of Thrones is on. But no, we've got Preacher.
That's true.
And we've got Outcast now.
So I recommended... I didn't really recommend Outcast. I just set Ben the homework of watching Outcast for me. Because I couldn't be bothered to. So how was it?
Well, also, I felt very underprepared last time, and I hadn't done any of the recommendations.
Ben sent me a very, very sweet text saying, I'm so sorry, Ollie. I love you, and I'll never betray you again.
Yeah.
And this podcast that I do with Hayley is nothing to me. And Lenny, I mean, all the love has gone out of the process. You are my one, my only.
That's exactly what I said.
And I'll never betray your trust again, and I'll always be prepared. And then he sent me a nice poem.
Yeah.
It was nice.
It said pretty much the same thing, but verse.
Yeah. It's very, very special. Mm. So how was it?
How was Tyrannosaur?
No! How was Outcast?
I didn't really like it.
Good.
I didn't really like it. I didn't actually watch it.
I don't know why that was so funny to me.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch
Outcast,
it?
No.
That's why, I see.
I didn't watch it. Because every time I went to watch it, I was like, ugh. It looks very similar to Preacher, but not as fun.
Yeah, but it was your homework.
I know, but I've had it on my USB. I know.
You sent me that text.
I know, but I just... It just looks boring. And everyone I've spoke to about it said, nah, it's boring. Well, you didn't watch Wish You Were Here.
I did watch
Wish You Were Here. Yeah, but only until last night you were like, I haven't watched it yet.
Well, yeah, but I did watch it.
Yeah, okay.
I've come prepared with feedback.
I watched Tyrannosaur.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Congratulations.
I did.
How was it?
I really enjoyed it. It was very good. But
I don't think you're supposed to enjoy it.
No, I liked it. At first, it wasn't that grim. I didn't think it was as...
No, it's very enjoyable.
It was
nice. Very good. It's just very bleak in places.
But I kind of wanted it at first to be a bit like Harry Brown.
Right.
Like, I wanted this guy who was a bit of an arsehole going around the estate. I wanted something to happen to him and then him go on this big revenge thing. But that didn't happen, but that was fine. But at first I was like, oh yeah. And then when you introduced to Olivia Colman's character, who is magnificent.
Oh, she is spectacular.
My word. A performance to die for. Just fantastic.
Like a butterfly emerging from the chrysalis. Olivia Colman delivers a startling.
It was bloody good though. Some bloody good acting there. I was like, good acting.
Mm.
And she plays like a beaten wife. And I thought he was going to beat up the husband.
Mm.
But it's good. It wasn't predictable at all. It was very real. And
so there's a horrible, sadistic husband played by Eddie Marsden.
Oh, he was horrific.
Mm.
There's a bit that really has stayed with me where he comes into the shop. He's just beating her up or something. And then he goes, oh, I'm sorry. If I pray to God, I'll get better. And but then the next day he goes into the shop and he sees Olivia Colman putting the tie on.
Yeah, the other character played by Peter Mullen.
What's going on?
I thought it was unfair that I couldn't remember the actor's name.
Right.
Who plays alongside Olivia?
After Adam Buxton on his podcast, he interrupts it to say, "This is a fact, wizard."
Mm-hmm.
And then says the actual name. I should have just
stolen his idea.
No, don't do it like that, silly. But I'm just mean like, if you ever feel like, oh, I want to put the actor's name in.
Mm. The actor's name is Peter Mullen.
There we go, Peter Mullen. And he comes into the shop and Olivia Colman's putting the tie on...
Peter Mullen.
Is that Peter Mullen?
Peter Mullen.
Oh, I thought you meant the husband was Peter Mullen.
No, that's Eddie Marsden. I've already covered that.
I thought the other guy
was Keep up.
Eddie Marsden. Yes, he was in World's End, yeah. That was a conversation we had off.
Focus.
See what I mean? I go off. He comes into the shop, she's putting the tie
on Peter Mullen.
And he just looks at her, and she immediately in her face is like, oh, fucking shit.
Yeah.
And he's like talking to the guy like, yeah, okay, mate, cool. And then he looks at her and says, like, you fucking slag.
Oh, God. And he does it like a slit across the throat.
And you know, it's just in her face, like, when she goes home.
Mm.
Oh, my God, that bit was so good.
Yeah.
And he does, and he rapes her. So.
Yeah, it's not. It's
oh,
not,
God, and it's terrible because it's she goes home and you expect, and she gets pissed and doesn't want to go home. And then when she does go home, she's full of, like, beans and, like, hits him and says, no, I'm not taking this anymore. And you think, yeah, good on her. And then when she sits on the bed and the realisation in her face, this just comes to,
he's not going to stand for this.
No.
I'm not going to get off easy here. Yeah.
And he jumps up the stairs, smacks her over the head and then rapes her.
Yeah.
I think rape on screen is just, it's just awful, isn't it? It just makes it's
only on screen.
No, but it's the worst thing. Oh, only on screen.
Only
no, but
on
when
screen,
you're watching it, it's like, this is the worst thing ever.
Mm. Especially
nice.
When it's Eddie Marsden.
Yeah.
He plays so many horrible people. It like it takes a lot of guts to play someone so fucking hateable.
Yeah. Oh, he's horrendous.
But he's a terrific actor.
But the other guy...
Peter Mullen.
He looks just like Hayley's dad.
Oh.
Exactly the same as Hayley's dad. And Hayley's dad is a bit like that, a bit northern and a bit...
Does he smash up shops?
No, but he did go round... he went round a neighbour's house and was like, I've noticed your van being outside for 2 weeks. Move your van. And then just like walked off.
What accent was that?
Scouse.
Oh.
Move your fucking van.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was great. Really, really good. One bit, when she's going on about what he's done to her, and she says, like, he put glass in me.
Ugh.
And she wanted a baby, and it was like, it was already bad enough. I don't know if they needed that. It's a bit,
it's a bit too much.
A bit much, yeah.
Mm.
But, you know.
But Olivia Colman carries it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, through that sort of stuff.
Oh, she's great. Bloody good. Have you watched Flowers yet?
No.
Fucking watch Flowers.
Yeah.
It's so good. No, it's so good.
I need to just wait until I see Kiara, because we were going to watch it together. And then when we do see it, we don't have time for such frivolities. You know what I mean. Too busy getting on.
Yeah, but Flowers is, you know, it's 30 minutes.
Shall we watch Flowers or shall we bang?
Yeah, but after you bang, you'd be like, let's watch some Flowers now.
Go to sleep. Hey, don't we, lads?
Did you do my recommendation this week?
I sure did, Ben.
And what
I watched Wish I Was Here. Wish I Was Here.
Is that what it's
called? Wish I Was Here.
Not called Wish You Were Here.
No. It's more ponderous and annoying than that. I wish I was here.
Oh, no.
Don't you Google it. It's called Wish
I... No, I'm not. I'm checking on the pizza.
Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. It's just when I hear about the pizza we've just ordered, body erupts in gas. Wish I Was Here, Zach Braff's follow-up to his critically acclaimed Garden State.
Did you like Garden State?
I liked it when I first watched it.
Oh,
when I was...
shit.
What?
No, it's fine.
Oh, God. The status of the pizza.
No, it's fine.
Don't scare me like that.
It's fine, sorry.
I liked it when I first watched it.
Yeah.
When I was, I think, probably a teenager. Because I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I was young.
It's deep. And like, so it's just like, so emotional. And then I got into my 20s, and now I'm 30, and it all just seems a bit kind of adolescent, and like,
yeah,
they're all, it's just so sort of ponderous, and like, oh, did you think that life is just so magical?
It's not how real people talk. Like, I like how
all these kind of philosophical profundities,
I like what people are saying in between what they're saying. That's interesting, rather than if they're just so on the nose. Like, you don't talk in real life, you don't go, hi, Mother. I feel like we need to talk about the fact that, I don't like you doing this and blah, blah, blah.
Well, they're all just too emotionally...
Say if you had a problem with, like, your mum's alcoholism. Alcoholism. It's hard to say.
It's pronounced alcoholism.
Alcoholism.
No, it's pronounced alcoholism.
Alcoholism.
No, it's pronounced alcoholism.
Alcoholism. You wouldn't go up to her and be like, okay, so I've been thinking, and we need to talk about your alcoholism. You'd talk about, you'd be like, how many drinks have you had today? You know, you're having a drink, are you?
What, so it's too direct?
Yeah, it's just saying exactly what you're thinking, but you don't do that in real life.
Yeah, they're all just a bit earnest.
Yeah.
And they're a bit, it's all a bit kind of, this moment's really profound. And I think I texted you within 5 minutes of starting the film, and I said, I fucking hate this film and everyone in it.
Yeah.
And I did at first. Ooh.
Oh.
But then for the rest of the movie, I was in a sort of battle between one side of myself that was going, oh, this is just so like earnest and sentimental and manipulative and kind of awkward and a bit pretentious, and then the other side of me that was going like, they just want to reconnect with their father, and it's just so beautiful the way that they all come together.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to know whether
that side of you is American.
That side of me is American. So it's difficult to tell whether that was because it was a good, weepy movie. And I cry quite a lot watching movies anyway,
yeah,
because
do.
I'm a big
puss.
Yeah.
But especially around, I have to say, around like dad stuff. And there's a lot of dad stuff in it. The dad's dying and it's all about the two brothers coming together and going to visit him. And there's all these deathbeds. There's a deathbed scene. And so I cried like at least twice, I would say. And then felt really pathetic and annoyed with myself that I'd kind of fallen for it. So it was like, it was difficult to watch because I feel like maybe I should just give into it and be like, that's what it's there to do. It's there to make you feel something and make you cry.
I didn't hate it. I just got a bit fed up with it. Like, I was watching it and then after a while I was just a bit like, okay, let's go try on a wig.
Yeah.
You can be beautiful. Get the one that's most individual like you.
But it was odd how, there are moments like that and they were all in the trailer. Like, the trailer was this very kind of, this is going to be so profound and heartwarming and it's the feel-good hit of the summer. And it wasn't quite as bad as that. But it was weird how they treated... Whoa, pizza! So, Ben went out to go and get the pizza and he was so excited that he's let the door shut behind him. And now he can't get back in.
Can you let me in?
Say hello to the people, Ben.
Hi.
How do the pizzas look?
Pretty good.
The conundrum here is that it's quite fun to keep Ben waiting outside. And I feel like I've got a lot of control here over at the place where he lives. But I also want the pizza. So, I don't know what to do. What do you think I should do, Ben?
Open it now, I want the pizza.
But you've got the pizza. So, we're just going to finish this bit about wish I was here before we get to eat the pizza. So if it's rushed and non-committal, it's because we know we've got Papa John's pizza waiting for us. Ooh, and who can concentrate? Papa John's.
You're naming.
Oh, that's right. Hoping for a sponsorship deal. Papa John's, the only place for podcast pizza.
Type in papajohns.co.uk/0000.
The only podcast on the internet.
00001.
Yeah, it was all right. The movie.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand why they were so freaked out about their little girl shaving her head. They made a big deal about that, and it was in the trailer as well. She didn't look that bad. But they were like, she has to get a wig, and this is the most terrible thing that's ever happened.
Yeah.
And he didn't really learn anything. The main character didn't really learn anything. He just was a sort of pretty decent guy, and he was an actor, and maybe that was a bit selfish. And then in the end, he got, like, an acting job by chance, and that solved all the problems. He didn't really learn anything or... whatever, it's just his dad died and he got sad about that. But, you know, it's difficult to know whether it's a good film or whether any movie that just has an earnest depiction of families loving each other and how sad it is when someone dies is probably going to be emotional.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's eat pizza!
Let's eat pizza. Enjoy the pizza.
Yep, I did.
That's good, wasn't
it? I'm still enjoying the pizza.
It was better than the last pizza.
Well, that pizza was fine. It's just that my freezer had been off for several months and it had been slowly rotting away.
Yeah.
But once you cook off all the germs...
And then you're fine, yeah.
Yeah. I fed Ben a slightly rotten pizza. Dr. Oetker.
Dr. Oetker.
Dr. Oetker. pizza last time, and he hadn't let me bloody forget it. Preacher. Sorry, you should have said that because you're leading the way.
No, I'm not leading the way.
What are we going to talk about next, Ben?
Preacher. If anyone's still watching Preacher, that is, everyone I speak to is like, what? Still on, is it?
That's annoying.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
Yeah, but we've got our season two, though.
But I do agree... At least. I do agree that...
There's time.
If you don't know what's coming, it's quite hard to get invested.
Yeah. It's difficult to be objective when you know what's coming.
Yeah. What they are trickling it through. So, episode 6.
Yeah, there's been 2 episodes since our last episode.
So episode 6 was the big I am.
What?
So it started off with the two angels.
Yeah,
are telling Jesse.
They revealed what it is.
That it's Genesis. It's part demon, part angel.
Mm.
And in the comics, they have a big sex scene
between an angel and a demon.
Yeah, and that's what Jesse's got inside him. So it's like a little bit good, a little bit bad.
Hmm. There was a great scene. I really liked the scene at the beginning where they were fighting for ages and killing each other only to reappear over and over again.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was amazing. I absolutely loved it. And then it pulled out of the bullet hole
to
see the other dead body. And just great. Loved it. Yeah. I love this show. The opening 5 minutes is always so good.
Yeah, before they do the preacher.
It's so good. It's always so good. Apart from the latest episode.
Right.
It was like, eh.
Yeah, they pulled out of King Cannon watching the meat getting slaughtered and him looking all like...
Yeah. Because you reminded me the other day that in the comics he likes to fuck meat.
He does like to fuck meat.
And I completely forgot about that.
Mm. So that's what they're alluding to, I think, in those scenes where he's just like watching the slaughter.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And was it in that episode or this episode where... it was revealed that Jesse saying "do God's will" didn't have any effect on him.
Well,
because that was weird. It confused me.
They haven't come out and said that. In the latest episode, it's clear that King Cannon doesn't think that he left the church a Christian.
Right.
That was the deal. Wasn't like that you believe in God or that you serve God. It was, I bet that you'll leave a Christian. And then he ordered him to serve God. So maybe there's some way that King Cannon's mind has rationalised how this behaviour, like slaughtering the competitors at the business meeting and like advancing on the church with all his heavies, is somehow serving God. I mean, I think they have to do it that way. Unless they're introducing something new to the preacher law that says...
Well...
that maybe it doesn't have an effect always, or that it doesn't last, or something.
Well, at the end of the last episode, there was a really cool bit. We'll go through it. But there was a really cool bit in the episode before, episode 6, where Eugene's getting all the guys at school were starting to befriend him.
Yeah.
And you really think something bad's going to happen. They start leading him down this... dark.
Yeah, that was an odd scene. That I didn't quite great. Get
well because you thought on. You were like, something's going to happen, they're going to turn around and be like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
But then they showed him the fireworks like they were just including him.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, oh.
So why are they including him now? Because they were bullying him before.
Because the woman forgives him and it's all nice and everyone's like...
everyone takes her cue.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an odd... maybe that was him like seeing the light... like, literally and metaphorically. Like, he saw those fireworks and he was all, beautiful, this is beautiful, I should do... Because then he goes and sees the preacher and asks him to reverse it.
Yeah, because he doesn't... It's too easy. Cheating.
It's cheating.
It's
cheating, preacher. He's become, like, the moral centre of it.
Oh, he's so good.
Which is interesting, because he wasn't really the moral centre of it. In the comics.
No, he's become way more.
He's way more like a good kid. Although, in this latest episode, we found out that... because in the comics, he just tries to kill himself.
Yeah, he whereas in copies this, Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, he's really into Nirvana, and he's like, oh, I should do what Kurt Cobain did, and he takes a shotgun and shoots himself. Doesn't die, and that's how he became mutilated. And in this, he does shoot himself, but not before shooting the girl who was in the coma. Because I thought that it was going to turn out to be some sort of suicide pact or something.
Right.
And that's kind of why she was blaming
him. Yeah.
But actually, to be like, he's just this sick...
Well, yeah. That's
obsessed psychopath.
Yeah. And that came into it when Jesse's at the end of the last episode saying, you know, he's not perfect.
Hmm.
It's, because at the end of the episode before, Jesse says, "Go, Eugene, go to hell." And presumably he's gone to hell.
Which, again, is not... I don't think that's how it worked in the comics. That it... that like, these sort of physically impossible things could happen, or that he could just order someone to...
Yeah.
I don't think he could say to Eugene, like, turn into a kangaroo, Eugene! and then he turns into a fucking kangaroo.
Yeah, but going... but that's different to going to hell.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
They're both
and
impossible.
Also, is that... yeah, but also heaven and hell, it's in that kind of realm, isn't it?
So well, hell it didn't exist in the comics. We never saw hell.
No?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I suppose it's hinted that there are, I mean, there are demons, so there must be a hell.
So I can't remember a lot. In the comics, does Cassidy go on about the Big Lebowski?
No.
No.
I don't think the Big Lebowski was out. But he... yeah, it's revealed that Cassidy doesn't like Coen Brothers movies. Or some Coen Brothers movies.
Yeah, yeah.
He likes No Country for Old Men,
does
apparently.
He?
Yeah.
Oh.
Caught that.
Oh.
Little pop culture reference. But this latest episode was the first one where I felt a bit, like, iffy about it. Like, come on.
Well, I think they were just dragging it out. I'm hoping the next episode will be better. It was just kind of going over the same ground, and I think it just had to reiterate the fact of, like, now Jesse knows that Cassidy's a vampire.
Yeah.
Whereas before it was kind of like, is he, does he know?
And that was a really nice scene. Of him revealing that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the first time I thought, yeah, like, Joseph Gilgan's going to be really great if they do those later kind of big emotional speeches where it's really raw and he seems to be really kind of... because he seems to be really invested in Jesse.
Mm.
And Jesse doesn't really seem that fussed...
No, yeah, yeah.
...about... I'm not seeing... I think that's the problem with their friendship. Keep saying that they're best mates.
Well, Jesse's just very selfish in it anyway, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a bit of a prick.
Yeah, he's just about himself.
And maybe this season...
but then maybe that'll come into it. Like,
I mean, this season is a sort of a prequel to the comics. Maybe by the time this season ends and they start leaving the town and get on with it, he will have learned not to be such a prick.
Yeah.
And he'll be more like he is in the comics. So maybe they're just showing us how he kind of got to that point.
Yeah, but I thought he would have done that with sending Eugene to hell. I thought he would have been straight away like, fuck, what have I done?
Yeah.
But instead he was kind of...
yeah, very self-righteous. Yeah. But then I think they're making the point that having this power is messing with his head.
Yeah,
and he's not himself, and he's getting very kind of... a megalomaniac with it. But I did like that scene where Jesse walked into the sun and there was
Jesse.
A big...
Cassidy.
Well, Jesse walked into the sun first, and then Cassidy kind of threw him the fire extinguisher. Jesse had that big turn where he was like, "And if the Lord does say..."
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's probably why he had to be hit with the fire extinguisher, just to get the fire extinguisher there to be like, "Oh, put my out."
Because that was really odd.
Yeah.
Again, I didn't know what tonally what they were going for, but when Jesse turned round and then Cassidy smacked him with the fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
I was a bit like, what was that?
Yeah.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. He hasn't got superhuman powers. Like, he'd been knocked out.
Or is he super strong? Maybe he just did a little tap.
Yeah, but with the fire extinguisher, still.
It's quite heavy.
Yeah.
Unrealistic, preacher.
Yeah. No, I didn't love this episode that much. That was good. Oh, you saw Jesse and Tulip were friends when they were kids.
Yeah, but I think we knew that already.
Right.
They referred to it. But we saw a scene of them being together.
But did we know that she used to live with him?
No, I guess we didn't know that. But, yeah, still with some of those scenes where it's in the past, because it doesn't seem to correlate that much with what's...
Yeah.
It's like, why are we being shown this in this episode?
It
seems like,
because
it's not relating in any way or kind of enriching the drama that we're watching in for the rest of the episode. It's just like, well, it's episode 7.
Mm.
We're going to do a few more flashbacks now, flesh out the story a bit. So because it doesn't, every time there's a flashback, I'm a bit like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
It's like eating up minutes of time they could be using with...
I don't know what they're going to do with that. Who's the other girl character?
Yeah, that she's not in the comics.
No,
she
can't go off with them. So something's got to happen to her.
She's gonna die.
I think so.
I reckon.
And
she's
the guy
die.
Who beats his wife.
Yeah.
Something big's going to happen with him.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's all going to come to a head.
It's all building up.
It'll be ever so exciting when it does.
It sure will. Stick with it, guys.
Please.
Stick with it, guys.
It's got a season two. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. AMC are laughing at the moment. They don't need to cancel anything.
No, they've got Walking Dead.
They've got Fear the Walking Dead that everyone seems to watch, even though it's fucking awful.
Yeah, why?
Because it's awful. I don't get it. But then Walking Dead's not that great.
Is it going to have a third series, do you think, Fear the Walking Dead? Do you know?
I don't know. I haven't a clue. I don't care. I haven't watched any of it. I've watched the first episode of the first series.
God.
Hated it.
God.
And Ezra Miller in it. Oh, my God!
No, Ezra Miller is not in it.
Is he not?
No.
I thought he was.
No. it's someone, lanky, dude.
Yeah, no. No, not for me.
Not for me.
I don't like it.
What other shows? I mean, because we can't talk about Game of Thrones. What shows are you looking forward to coming back?
I'm really looking forward to... I said Fargo earlier, but...
Yeah.
You didn't like it, but...
I watched...
Series 2 of Fargo was great.
It was not.
It was. It
Why
was...
does everyone think this?
Because it was. It was really great.
I watched like 3 or 4 episodes of it, and I thought it was poops.
Well, you're wrong.
When does it start getting good?
From the first episode.
What?
It's good in the first episode. It's so good.
New.
Oh, it's beautiful.
New. And Kirsten Dunst.
Is great in it.
Is in it.
And she's great in it.
Yeah, but well, she's certainly in it.
She's good in it.
She's good.
Are you laughing at the accents? Are you like, oh, I don't like the accents?
No.
They can just be a bit off-putting.
It's just bad like, no, and nothing no, interesting good. Happened.
No. She ran over someone in a car and her husband... chopped him up and
yeah,
that's interesting. That's pretty interesting.
You can't but it's really not as exciting as the first series. The first episode of the first
yeah,
series,
the first series
was so
great.
Exciting.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, but the second series was great and it all ties in as well.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care. Is the third series going to be another?
You know the cop. Spoilers.
Mm.
You know the cop.
We spoil everything.
You know the cop in the second series.
We're way past that. Yeah.
He's the old cop in the first series.
The cop? Who what?
You know the cop in the second series? The guy who's from like Insidious and stuff. He is the old cop in the first series.
Oh, the one who's running character. A cafe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Is it?
Yes.
So the third series, there's going to be another one, is there?
Yeah, I don't know. But the way they film it, they have to film it in winter.
Oh.
So.
Hmm.
And they said the script wasn't ready for last winter. So they have to wait for this winter.
I want Silicon Valley, but then that's just happened. The third series just happened.
Yeah.
So we have to wait ages for that, presumably.
I want Better Call Saul back. I want more BoJack Horseman. Oh, I love BoJack. Yeah. I love BoJack Horseman. It's great.
It's just too... It lays it on too... I'm just done with it.
That's great.
That whole... Oh, he's a washed-up actor and he's selfish, but... Then there's all these emotional bits and...
I think it's great. I love BoJack Horseman. Rick and Morty.
I don't
Looking
remember
that
anything
coming back.
About
That's coming back
two.
Soon.
Maybe I should rewatch it. Should I rewatch series 2 of BoJack Horseman?
Yeah. It's great.
Mm.
It's great. Watch it. Mm. Don't watch Slacked. Is what? It called Slacked? It's got Will Arnett in it.
I'm pretty sure it's not called Slacked, but I know the one you mean.
You know what
it's
I mean.
On Netflix.
It's not very good.
Why is it not good?
It's just a bit meh.
Poops.
Well, he's like a 40-year-old guy, 45, and he's riding around town on a bike, and he's sleeping with all these like...
Flaked.
Sleep what?
Flaked.
Flaked, that's it. And he's sleeping with all these like young women, and it's a bit odd. It's just
Sounds
a bit odd.
Great.
Yeah, it's a bit odd. But it's not like, he doesn't pull it off. It's not cool like Californication.
Well, David Duchovny just pulls off the lecherous old man.
Oh, he's so good. I love Californication. I just think, I want to be...
I've never watched it. Is it about him just banging
on? Have you never watched Californication?
No.
It's amazing, but it gets shit around series 4, 5. As soon as Tim Minchin comes into it, it's bad.
Tim Minchin's in it?
Yeah. Actually, no, that series is all right. Basically, it gets bad towards the end, but the first series especially is great.
Mm.
Really great.
Okay, keep talking. I'm going to eat some.
What other series?
Papa John's beef brisket.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
30% off.
33% off.
33% off.
What other TV series? I've said Better Call Saul. Yeah, I've said that. Well, I'm not. See, I'm not too bothered about Walking Dead.
What?
Well, I want to watch it, but I don't know. I'll just read the comics again if I want to. I just think it's.
Don't you want to know who gets his head chopped off?
I don't care about the characters as much. Well, not chopped off,
smushed.
In the show, I only really care about Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
And Eugene.
Eugene?
Yeah, I love Eugene. He's great.
Mm-mm.
He's great.
Good at fun.
But, so I don't really. I'm not that bothered. Negan turning up. I'm excited to see more Negan.
Mm-mm.
But I hope they don't. After this, I hope you see him more.
Yeah.
Hope it's not just kind of like at the end, you see him for this little bit and then he'll come back in the finale of the episode.
So they could only afford like a few scenes with Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want
just
that.
Just comes in at the end and's like, hey guys, I'm still in it. Bye.
I tell you what I've been playing this week.
What's that?
Pokemon Go.
Oh, for fuck. Okay. Explain to me what it is.
Okay, so.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Everyone's just talking about it. I feel like I haven't been invited to the party.
Well, you are invited. Everyone's invited.
Oh, boy.
Unless you, well, I mean, you can't download it in the UK yet.
So what the fuck is everyone talking about?
Well, because there's ways around that.
Legal ways.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
So anyway.
What
do
you do?
It's an app, right?
Sure is.
When you start it up, it's a map of where you live.
Mm.
Map of wherever you go, you know, you're walking on this. You, wherever you walk, the little guy on the map starts moving.
Mm-hmm.
There's little checkpoints where you can, little points of interest, like historical points of interest,
mm-hmm.
everywhere. And as you walk past it, you can press on it and you get Pokeballs to catch Pokemon with.
Mm-hmm.
Little potions, things like that.
Right.
And then as you're walking around, little Pokemon pop up and you press on it and then you can catch them, but it's augmented reality.
Ooh.
So if I was doing it now, it'd be on the chair.
Right.
I did it on the bus earlier in the week and I caught a Rattata on a baby's face. So it was great. But and I was going to take a picture and I thought, hang on, that baby didn't ask to be on the internet.
No.
So
you're just catching Pokemon, but with
see, you're catching Pokemon.
But you have to go out.
Mm.
You have to go out and
yeah,
around.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
So it's getting kids interested in exploring the real world again.
Yeah.
By sort of being like a halfway, like you still get to look at your phone. You're still playing Pokemon. You're still playing a computer game.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Exactly.
I know you're outside, and you're walking, and that is sweating off a lot of calories.
Yeah.
A lot of Papa John's
going
to waste there, sure. But it's still a game and you still get to catch little fictional creatures.
And as if that's not good enough, you can level them up and evolve them.
Ooh.
And certain points, you have to go to them, but certain things are called gyms. And you can go there and battle people.
It's a trick. They're trying to get you to work out. What?
No. It's called gym, Pokemon Gym.
But.
So you go there and then you can battle people and you can be the owner of that gym if you win. So
ooh.
Then you will be there and people will have to try and beat you.
You will be there, so you have to keep going to that place.
No. Once you're the owner, I think like it just battles against your
but in order for someone to battle you, they have to go to that place. So there's a whole bunch. So if you pass that place and you see someone on their phone, like you think, oh yeah, fucking bring it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want a piece of this?
Exactly, yeah.
And then you look down at your phone and they're battling.
But
and you can go up to them and you can punch the shit out of them in real life.
Exactly, yeah. Take their phone.
Yeah.
And it's annoying at the moment because I do the same journey to work every day. So all the same Pokemon are turning up.
Aww.
I can't get any new Pokemon.
You have to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I need to go elsewhere.
Oh dear.
I know, but it's so good. I'm worried though because I've got it, you know, illegally.
Mm.
When it does release in the UK, they're going to delete my progress.
Oh yeah, and all those Pokemon, they'll be erased, they'll be killed, slaughtered.
Yeah, and you collect eggs and you have to incubate them and they'll only hatch after you've walked a certain amount of kilometres.
For God's sake.
It's good though.
They try and get fat kids thin. Is that the whole point?
Maybe. I don't know. They're making a lot of money doing it.
Because it seems like...
It's made like 10 billion already or something.
What?
Yeah, there's in-app purchases.
I see.
Yep. But...
Microtransactions.
But you can't buy... They're pointless because you can't buy Pokemon. All you can do is buy Pokeballs, but you don't need them because there's so many places to pick up Pokeballs.
You know what I discovered today? Because I have heard nothing but people talking about fucking Pokemon Go on the internet. I haven't really known what it was. I knew you had to go outside.
Yeah.
I saw a YouTube video that showed that there is an alternative to going outside.
Mm.
If you want to play Pokemon Go...
Oh, my God.
But you don't want to leave the flat, you can go on a stream of someone else playing it, and you can send them coordinates, and they go to places that you suggest.
Oh, so they've, my
for the
God.
People that are like, I'm going to play Pokemon Go, man. I don't want to have to go outside. My feet hurt. Then they can just do it in the lazy way.
But how does it work? Because how will your phone...
They've gamed the system, Ben. I don't know how it works.
No, that sounds... I don't think that's real.
I don't think you're real.
But it's very fun so far. It's very fun.
Hmm. And do you feel like you're being more active?
No.
Oh.
Well, I've been doing it on the bus a lot.
But have you found that you're now newly excited to go places?
Mm, yeah.
Because you think, oh, aha, it's a stupid old Tesco's, but now I get to see if there might be a Charmander.
Exactly, yeah.
In the produce aisle.
Mm.
Produce.
Mm.
That's interesting. So are they ever in buildings?
Mm.
And you have to sort of hold your phone up. How does it work? You hold your phone up and you have to sort of scan...
this bit of pizza.
You have to sort of scan the area with your phone.
No, so you'll be on the map. There. No, you'll be on the map. And then a Pokemon will appear. You have to press it before it disappears. And then it will go into camera mode. And then you look around and you find it. And then you have to throw a Pokeball at it. And it's just really fun. I found one in the House of Commons. Found quite a few.
I mean, there can't be that many Pokemon Go players that go to the House of Commons.
No, but...
So that means you get to hoover up all the Pokemon.
Yeah, that's true,
that
yeah.
are in there. So does that... Is that
well, Big Ben is a gym.
Ooh, that sucker's yours.
Yeah, exactly. Boy! Exactly.
So, hang on. If you soak up all the Pokemons in a certain area, does that mean someone else can't get Pokemons there because you've got them all?
No. I think it's just a certain type of Pokemon is in a certain place.
Ooh. So they've put, like, really rare ones in really, like, hard-to-get places.
I imagine so, yeah.
You have to, like, climb Mount
Everest. Because I keep finding Rattatas all the time. There's I'm like finding so many Rattatas.
There's, like, a Mewtwo at the top of Mount Everest.
Maybe.
Yeah. That will get people excited
would, yeah.
to climb up there.
I didn't really fancy it, but there's a Mewtwo.
And why did you climb Mount Everest, this intrepid traveller? You've got the, after 60 days of hard trekking, I don't know how long it takes, 60 days of hard uphill trek, why did you come all the way up here?
I heard there was a Mewtwo.
I heard there was a Mewtwo up here, but there fucking isn't. There's nothing but Rattatas up here. I've been walking for days, just walking around the summit. Someone on 4chan is spreading lies.
So, we like to recommend each other things to watch, things to do, things to play. And last week,
Doing fine.
Week we did a Tyrannosaur and Outcast. I didn't watch Outcast. You do wish I was here.
Yeah.
This week, have you got anything to recommend?
Well, you've been saying that you've got a really good recommendation for me.
I do. Do you have an iPad?
I do.
Yes.
Right.
Right. Now this fits in because I like playing a game called Hearthstone.
Hearthstone.
Hearthstone, right?
Okay.
It's free to download.
Okay.
And I get something at the moment if I send you an email and you download the app.
What do you get?
Like, I don't know, a free pack or something.
What?
Basically, it's a card game. You know Magic the Gathering?
Oh.
Right? It's that, but it's Warcraft characters. And it's all on, it's all like on the iPad.
Ooh.
And it's, oh, it's great. And it's free, so you don't have to pay anything.
Hearthstone. Is it easy to learn the rules?
Yeah, there's tutorial levels. Yeah. Okay. And it is, it's great.
But you have to play it on an iPad.
Yeah. You can play it on your phone, yeah. But maybe it's a bit smaller and it's nice.
On the way home. Get the tutorials.
I think it's about 4 gigabytes. It's quite big.
Ooh, mama. Hearthstone. Okay. Yeah. An iPad card game.
Yeah. And all it right. It's phenomenal. And then we can play each other.
I used to play.
And I can beat you every time. But, oh. Well, I've got a really good deck.
Oh, so you have a deck.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you get cards for it?
Well...
In-game purchases. It's just,
but no, but...
You How can, much money you, have you spent?
You can do that. Maybe about a fiver overall.
Jeez,
but,
they've got you by the
No, but you can do daily challenges, like win a certain amount of games as a warrior and stuff. You get coins. And every 100 coins you get, you can buy a pack. So you can do it by grinding. And it's great.
Mm.
It's great. Yeah, you build up a deck. You can choose, like, what you want to be. You can be a warrior, paladin, priest, warlock, mage, and all the cards are different. And it's great.
I think I'm going to be a mage.
I'm a mage.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be something else.
Well, I'm a mage or a hunter.
So what's a paladin? A paladin's like a goody two-shoes mage.
Yeah, I don't really know what a paladin is. I think a paladin's
like a religious...
religious knight.
Yeah, but like also he can do magic stuff, but it's all like...
Yeah.
Like church magic.
Yeah, like healing.
Healing. Who's like the angry, like evil... class of people?
Warlock.
That's what I'll be.
Warlocks are good.
I'm gonna war you up.
Okay, sweet.
And lock you down.
All I want is people to play this game with. Like, I'm like, oh my god, please play Hearthstone. And everyone's like, nah.
Yeah, all right, I'll do that.
You should. Yeah, you'll like it as well.
What am I gonna recommend?
The last
you?
Game I recommended you, you haven't stopped playing. So
that is true. I'm still playing Hitman. Still systematically, I'll tell you what I did, Ben. I've already told you, but I'll tell the people at home. There's a level in Paris, right? And that big fashion show.
Paris.
A big fashion show full of twats in tuxedos, like rich twats. Just the worst scummy fucking I'm at a fashion show cunts you've ever seen. And it's full of security guards. I spent hours walking around and just one by one, like, setting off fire alarms and like luring security guards and strangling the fuck out of them and like dragging their bodies into a closet. And then I had a big body pile at one point. I was quite proud of it. I had about 20 bodies in the one little closet, all piled up against each other, all stripped nude. And I would go through all the rest of it and just killing off all of the security guards one by one by one. And then about a few hours later, I returned to my body pile and I realised someone had been in there and put them all in bags.
Yeah.
What? Fuck. Leave my fucking body
pile
alone.
No, yeah, they put them in body bags, yeah.
So they put them all in body bags in there. Someone must have just walked in and been like,
fetch the bags!
Fetch me about 30 bags. Yeah. We've got a problem. Didn't evacuate after that. So let's keep this under wraps. I mean, 30 of our security have been killed. Let's not disrupt the fashion show.
I always kind of shoot one of the security guards and then just haul up somewhere and just shoot them as they come in.
Yeah, I did that on the higher level. And then killed all the people up there and systematically one by one so there was no security left. Outfit of one of the models.
What's his name?
Like Hans
Gruber.
No, that's Die Hard. Like, it is Hans something. And then I dressed as him and I got my makeup all done, all nice, and I hid an assault rifle right by the place where you walk on the catwalk, and I took to the catwalk with an assault rifle on my back. And then one by one, all the people watching started to go, hey, oh no! And then I just opened fire on the cunts and just slaughtered them. Just bodies piling upon bodies.
Yeah.
And I had quite a large erection.
Jesus. There you go. So, yeah, so Ollie is recreating massacres.
Yep.
Oh, it's dark.
What we call a practice run.
Jesus.
I have to think
it's
about
good
what
fun,
I'm gonna...
though. It's so much fun. Have you not thought about... See, look how much preparation I've had this week. I've watched
you
Tyrannosaur.
You have not prepared.
I've got
you,
a recommendation.
Your idea of preparation is to sit around playing Hearthstone as a mage and going, "Are we having a play with me?" That's your prep.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but you'll really enjoy it.
No, I'm sure I will. You but will. Don't try and give me the old Billy Big Balls... routine.
Yeah.
Okay, well, seeing as you've recommended me an app, I will do the same.
Okay.
I'm going to recommend you, Ben, Alto's Adventure.
What's Alto's Adventure?
Alto's Adventure is a game app available from the iTunes App Store. And it's a little bit graphically similar to that PlayStation game. I think it's called Journey. Maybe it's not.
Ooh.
Maybe it's not just a PlayStation game, but that game Journey, which I haven't played, but I've seen clips of.
Yeah.
So I know that graphically it's a bit similar. It's like a really nice, simple world.
Yeah.
Except it's not so exploratory. It's like a sort of physics skiing downhill game.
Ah.
And you kind of dodge obstacles and do tricks and get coins and stuff like that. But compared to other of those kind of running games where it's like running along a track and avoiding obstacles, it's just really relaxing to play. The world is really nice. The physics are, the gameplay and the physics in the world are kind of compelling enough and addictive enough to make it fun. And you can do challenges, and once you pass the challenges, you get, you know, unlock things and new characters that have a different style of playing, and some are quicker and some are slower but can smash through things, and it's just it's really
simple. It's going to be something a bit more in depth than that.
No, it's really simple, and it's something you can play for like 2 minutes on the bus or whatever.
That's a nice easy one.
And it's really easy and it's really low commitment, but I downloaded it and I ended up playing it for hours.
Really?
And I've unlocked all of the characters and I've done all of the challenges. Except the last challenge to complete the game overall is, like, get a score of 1,000,000.
Mm.
And it's like, oh, thanks. Thanks a bunch. You've, like, set me something that's probably impossible without playing one game for about 2 hours. But other than that, it's great. Alto's Adventure is my recommendation for the week.
I'll give it a play.
So, to recap, that's Hearthstone and Alto's Adventure. I think that's it, is it? I mean, anything else to say for yourself? Like and review. Subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe, like. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, they're just all... I mean, obviously there's countless people listening, but they're just...
So many.
But they're just not engaging with us.
No, that's fine.
And we're so lonely.
I mean, maybe you wouldn't. I don't engage with people.
No, that's true.
I just listen.
And just
like
watch
a voyeur.
From the shadows.
Yeah.
I can see them, but they can't see me. That's how I like it. We always end creepily, or at least I always do. I think I ended the last episode going, "I'm naked."
Well, that pizza was very nice.
Delicious. Papa John's beef brisket.
33% off.
On Thursdays, is it?
And any other day.
And any other day. Limited edition, Papa John's.
Thanks for listening.
PapaJohn.com. Bye.
Bye.